Depending how long this goes on, I do worry that we'll get to a point that it just won't be able to function.
That's Betsy Gamberg. She's director of Jewish Family Services, the part of the Jewish Federation of Greensboro, which operates a food pantry that serves 120 families a year. The Jewish Family Services food pantry has been providing residents of Greensboro with grocery bags full of food for at least 16 years, but could become another victim of COVID-19 as donations have fallen off since the emergence of the coronavirus. Many donations to the food pantry come in the form of packaged foods, mostly canned goods, that donors buy when they shop for their weekly groceries. They're often dropped off at Jewish Family Services office. Other drop-off points include Greensboro's Conservative and Reform Jewish congregations, Beth David Synagogue, and Temple Emmanuel. But those buildings are closed, and anxious patrons aren't grocery shopping as often. That's leading to a fall of contributions to the food pantry. It's a dire situation, as explained by Jewish Family Services Director of Volunteers, David Frazier.
Absolutely, there are less food donations. I'm sure that has to do with people's anxiety about going out in public right now and doing physical active shopping. So I think directly that's had an effect on us. We are easily half below what we normally are at this point. I can honestly say that. Within the next 3 weeks, our pantry could be absolutely empty.
In a few moments, we'll delve into the current situation facing the food pantry because of COVID-19. First, let's listen to Gamberg describe how Jewish Family Services Food Pantry fits into the Greensboro community.
There is a whole network of organizations that run food pantries, everything from churches to the public schools now, as this has become more and more of an issue. There are some small pantries, and I would describe ours as on the smaller side. And then there are ones that are very, very large, like Urban Ministry. Each food pantry sets up their own guidelines as to how they're going to operate and how many people they can serve. The model that we follow is a food pantry where people come to us. We don't do deliveries. You can come every other week up to twice a month and generally get two bags of food. We're open Thursdays, generally from about 9:30 till about noon. If you're coming sporadically, then in order to prepare, we generally tell people to give us a call. We have a very simple process. We don't ask for a lot of documentation. We don't ask for a lot of paperwork. We do a very brief intake. We ask for some ID. And our intake questions are really to get a sense of the size of how many people you are trying to support with the pantry and to make sure that the applicant has a good idea of all the resources that are out there so that if they've missed something, we can tell them.
Describe the typical client of the food pantry.
It really varies from food pantry to food pantry. We don't tend to have a lot of families with small children. We tend to have folks who are middle-aged to older. We have a lot of people who are on disability and aren't working or have limited income because of that situation. That seems to be the population that we attract. I'm not sure why. Sometimes I think it's word of mouth as well. Those are the folks that seem to be coming to use us the most.
Even before the coronavirus hit, Greensboro had a great need for a food pantry, such as the one sponsored by Jewish Family Services. Again, Gamberg, who became director of Jewish Family Services in 2009.
When I came in, we had about a dozen families that used the pantry. And in those days, they were allowed to come into the pantry. We gave them a bag and they could food shop. It was very informal. We didn't really keep statistics. We didn't weigh the food that was coming in or out. It was just a small operation. From 2009, however, it steadily grew. It seemed that every year we had more and more people who were calling. And part of it, I think, had to do with the fact that Greensboro has a major food problem and had become a major food desert, which means that people didn't really have access to supermarkets close by. It became more and more of a focus. And I guess as that focus became clear in the community, people were reaching out and seeking more places to get food. We're registered with United Way with their 211 line. And we had just over the years, more and more people who found us so that we now, I think our peak was 135 families, and right now we're serving around 120 families.
With COVID-19, Jewish Family Services and other operators of food pantries here and around the world face perhaps their greatest challenges. Jewish Family Services is appealing to his regular constituency for help to fill its pantry. Gamberg says Jewish Family Services is
continually pitching, making the ask, pitching the idea. I mean, we used to, whenever we had meetings in the building, encourage everybody to bring food into the pantry. We encouraged food drives. We reached out to organizations and businesses, but it's a little hard to do that right now. And the ask is coming from many, many places. We're all trying to buy extra food when we go out and ask people to buy extra food and circle around and drop it off, but not to do anything that they're not comfortable doing. It's kind of a fine line because, you know, on one hand, we're on a shelter in place and people are uncomfortable being in the grocery stores. They want to get in and get out and get home. And I understand that.
What foods does the pantry need?
Primarily anything to do with meat, i.e. canned tuna, canned meat chunks, canned chicken, any type of protein like peanut butter, definitely, canned fruit, even our canned soups, which normally we're just overflowing with, definitely we need those items as well. We need pasta. Another thing that we usually are overrun with, we are so low, it's unbelievable, actually. In the 7 years I have been here, we've never been this low. I can honestly say that.
If you want to help the food pantry and drop off food, the door to the foyer at Jewish Family Services is always open. Just stop by.
If you do circle around to our building, you can just drop off food in the front foyer. The outer door is unlocked and you can leave it there. Some of us are still coming in and out of the building and it will be safe there and we will be bringing it in. It's all very much appreciated.
Jewish Family Services is located at 5509 C West Friendly Avenue. That's on the south side of Friendly Avenue between Dolly Madison and Muir's Chapel Roads. Besides dropping off food at Jewish Family Services, donors can contribute food by going to its website, jfsgreensboro.org. Again, that's jfsgreensboro.org. There you'll see a link that reads, Ordering from our Amazon wish list. Just click on it. You'll see choices of foods, such as corned beef hash, tuna, chicken breast, and Spam.
High protein, just for nutrition. You know, the proteins are the most expensive and they're the hardest things to get. Beans are good too, but they're just the most important things. Canned vegetables are important, canned fruits, you know, the pastas, but you can't exist just on carbs alone. Getting those other items is just nutritionally really important.
But there's a drawback ordering via the Amazon wish list. It could take weeks before the food is delivered to the food pantry. When I spoke with Gamberg on April 6th, she said that's something she can live with.
We just put an Amazon order in and it said that we wouldn't get it until the end of April, but I would encourage people to order it anyway because come the end of April, we will be very glad to see that food.
Another way donors can help the food pantry buy food is by making a monetary contribution to Jewish Family Services and its patron, the Jewish Federation of Greensboro.
Go to the Federation website, www.shalomgreensboro.org, or you could go to jfsgreensboro.org. It says at the top, called the Emergency Relief Fund, and you can click the donate button that is there at the top, and it will take you to a donation page. These funds are going into the Toby and Leonard Kaplan JFS Client Assistance Fund, where they will be tracked, and all money given as part of this emergency relief fund into the Kaplan Fund will go to help the food pantry as well as to help other people in Greensboro, the Jewish community of Greensboro, with a variety of other needs.
Adds David Frazier.
All funds, by the way, that are donated 100% go to specific shopping for the food pantry itself. There's no overhead of any kind.
Since the virus hit, it's not just foodstuffs the pantry lacks. Pre-COVID-19, the food pantry had lots of volunteers to help sort and shelf goods, fill up shopping bags, and hand them out to clients.
With COVID-19, I've lost almost all of my volunteers.
In normal times, the work of regular volunteers is supplemented by individuals from all age groups.
We've had children from B'nai Shalom come over to help. They've done food drives and come over and sort the food. I do a preschool program every year in the fall for kids 3 years old to 5 years old. We set the room up with food in the middle, and the kids and their parents go through and they match the cans of food to tables, stations around the room that have pictures of the different foods. If a four-year-old pulls out a can of tuna, they find the matching tuna sign and they put it in that pile. We've had BBYO kids come over. We've had kids who do bar and bat mitzvah projects in the pantry. We've had Elon Law students. We've had Hillel students come over. We've had Forsyth College nursing students come over.
Food Pantry also gets help through food drives sponsored by Beth David Synagogue and Temple Emmanuel. Among organizations providing assistance to the food pantry are food bank provider A Simple Gesture, Lowe's and Fresh Market Supermarkets, The Mormon Church, and Greenfield's New York Style Deli and Bagels. For those who'd like to help, either in providing food or volunteering to staff the food pantry, contact Jewish Family Services Volunteer Director David Frazier at 336-852-4829, extension 227. That's 336-852-4829, extension 227. Thanks for listening. I'm Eric Chabro.